Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello.
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me.
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
'Cause there's something down there.
Good morning.
Hey, that's right, everybody. Hello and welcome to another edition of Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. A special edition this week, because Swampy is not in Belgium, he's not in England, he's somewhere else. Swampy, where are they?
I'm in bed.
Get this with Alan Wicker, would you? You really wouldn't.
I'm actually lying in bed, but I'm in...
What are you
I'm
wearing? In, yeah. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing me now world famous white Eddie Yates vest and a pair of shorts, long shorts, because I had to dip out to the car to get my headsets because I'm doing the show, so I need a headset. So I just popped out to the in my flip flops as well on a cold, bitterly cold Irish morning, Ben. An Irish morning. I'm in the Emerald Isle, and I'm in a beautiful place of the world called Tullow. Which is in County Carlow.
Okie dokie. So why are you there?
Why am I here? It's a good question. I don't know. I woke up one day and I thought, let's go to Carlow. I'm a wedding, Ben. That's a wedding this evening. It's a European international wedding of Brigadistas and revolutionaries and all those people from FC Radio that I speak to, the radio listener. Basically, they're all here this evening, which reminds me, I have to say a big shout out to the radio listener because I got a message from them this morning saying, give me a big shout out. So I'm actually getting fan mail of saying, can you give me a shout out? So, dear radio listener, it's a very good morning to you and I hope you're enjoying the show.
Have you heard how Swampy's accent has slightly changed? I really thought he was going to say top of the morning then. I really did.
He wasn't going to say top of the morning at all. No, he wasn't. Don't be stupid now, Ben.
In a second, we'll have a little tourist guide of Tullow. But before that, just some other matters arising. Last week on FC Live, I mentioned, a bit jokingly, just as the teams were coming out, is that a giant sweet corn? Yes, it was a giant sweet corn. That is Runcorn and its mascot, Ron. Corn.
Ron Corn, that's right. Ron yes, Corn. Remember, we yes. discussed Ron Corn.
I know, but someone got in touch
months
with me.
Ago.
Someone got in touch with me to tell us, it's their mascot, Ron Corn. I know, that's why I brought it up here, because we did mention it a while ago, didn't we? Ron Corn, brilliant. Best mascot going, I think, for name-wise. Better than Fred the Red.
Not bad at all. And it's one of the few sort of like foods that basically if you've just used a lavatory.
No, okay, I'm turning you down. Right, so you are listening. Has he finished? Speaking of Runcorn, obviously last week we played Runcorn Linnets and quite convincing win in the end.
Yes, it was a game that... you know, on paper was it should have been an easy victory for FC United, but equally, you know, you've got a team who, so you know, we've got their player of the year from them who's joined FC United in Manchester. They had a point to prove. They wanted to put a good performance. There was just shy of 1,000 people there at the game, so it could have been a bit of a banana skin or a Ron Corn skin, because they do have sort of like. Like a skin, don't they? The old sweet corns.
I would imagine I'd imagine if they ganged up loads of sweet corns, they would be quite slippery. So it's a fair enough reference.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think thanks for that, Ben. I think we got the perfect start. We scored the first 2 minutes, sort of go within ourselves a little bit, and perhaps if we'd got a second goal early on, it would have been a little bit easier that first 45. But you know, we're playing a game of football against another team, so. You know, they put up a good fight, and it was played in a good spirit. It was a good game. You know, we end up 3-0 and into the next round where we meet Ketter in town. So, you know, who were clearly at this moment in time struggling in the National League. I think the fourth bottom. I think they've got 15 points so far this season. So a good draw for FC United at home. And, you know, let's hope we can get through to the second round of the FA Vars.
FA Vars?
Did I say FA Vars?
It's early morning for us. So we should say we recorded this on Saturday morning. Swampy's actually still in bed, everyone. Yeah, he's tired.
But I
am. He's delirious.
In all fairness.
Yes.
In all fairness, though, I have been up for quite some time. Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Is today's game on?
As far as I'm aware, yes.
The covers
were on last night, so I think that's game, set, and match when it comes to the pitch itself. Not to jinx it, but
the reason why I asked, Ben, is because I had a missed call and I thought, oh, I don't know that number. I phoned it back and someone went, hello, is the game on, please? I said, pardon.
He
said, is the game on, please? I said, well, to be honest, I'm not quite sure. I'm in Ireland. Oh, well, I'm coming from Nottingham, you see, and I wanted to make sure the game was on. I said, well, as far as I'm aware, it is. I mean, I suggest you go on the FC message board, or perhaps the official website, or do you do Twitter? Because you could maybe follow that. Oh, thank you very much. I'll check then, because I'm coming from Nottingham. Bye bye.
Hello.
Never said who they were.
That's good though. That when you read out your text number, people have memorised it, or at least written it down, and thought that's an official club channel, definitely.
But someone from Nottingham has decided to phone me up at 8:30 in the morning to see whether or not the game's on. I never even mentioned who they were. And I actually, because they never mentioned who they were, I didn't have the courage, in reality, to ask her, who is this, please? I thought at one stage it was a joke. But then I realised, no, they were being genuinely serious. So if that's also a radio listener of this show, it looks like the game's on. The cover's been on all night, and there you go.
We should say a big, this week it's been Lancashire Day, so a big happy Lancashire Day to everyone of a Lancashire persuasion.
What day?
It was Lancashire Day on Wednesday. Believe it or not.
Oh my goodness me! Are we getting that uppity with Yorkshire basically want to be their own country and play international football on their own and basically want everything of the, you know, Yorkshire to be Yorkshire?
I'm just saying that if there was a Lancashire international team over the last 20 years, we would have smashed it. That's all I'm saying. But you know,
right, okay. Yeah. So, what's the relevance to a Lancashire today, Ben? Is it because we're playing Lancaster City?
We're playing Lancaster City, and in fact, because Mark Fell, manager, has taken a step back due to health reasons, Graham Lancashire, the assistant manager, will be taking charge today.
That's a great segue, Ben. That's brilliant. Did you write this down?
Did I record that? I'm going to send that, put that in my showreel, and send it off to Five Live. There we go. Just make a note of the time there. Yeah, so Graham Lancashire in charge today for Lancaster City on the week of Lancashire Day. It's destined, Swamper. He's going to do well, isn't he? You can see it already. It's all set up for him.
No, it's going to be. It's interesting because, you know, Lancaster have done absolutely superbly well this season. I think they're a team that have been very underestimated, and they find themselves in the top three position. In the league, and you know that's on merit, and Mark's done a tremendous job. Will that take any wind out of their sails, him taking a step back, or will it galvanise the team even more? We'll see today for the first time, because you know we went up to the Giant Axe early in the season. In fact, this is the first game that we've played home and away, and this is the first team we've done that with this season already, isn't it?
Yeah. If we manage to get 2 points out of this or 4 points out of these games, that's pretty good considering how Lancaster have been this side of Christmas.
Yeah, I think so. But I equally think that, Neil will prepare the team in the right manner. They know how Lancaster play. You know, if there's a bit of zip on the FC surface this afternoon, then, you know, it should be a quick pace, good passing game from FC, and, you know, FC will be full of confidence at this moment in time. I want to you know, score a few goals and show the home faithful that Broadhurst Park is becoming a fortress. And equally, let's not forget what happened last week. We started the day in sixth spot and we ended up in ninth spot. So, sorry, tenth spot.
Tenth now, yeah.
And because there's so many, so little points between so many teams, you know, if we don't get a result today, we could end up at some stage like maybe even 14th, which is not, it's not a problem at all because, you know, everyone's so closely bunched. But if we can get that result today and, you know, keep up with the few teams that are just above us, that'll be excellent. But no, I expect a good game of football this afternoon. And on the injury front, I think we're pretty clear of injuries, aren't we?
Yeah, there's only going to be one fitness test, as I understand. And
that was me, and I passed it.
Yeah,
sure.
You passed it. You
Come
did.
On.
That's right. That's
Come
why
on.
I rang you. Yeah, but it's going to be pretty much a full lineup for Neil Reynolds to pick from. But it's been a good few months, I think, of watching FC United. And we spoke to Neil Reynolds in the lead up to this afternoon's game. And he's talking about cup runs, getting into the playoffs, maybe even being part of the promotion mix up. That's exactly what we wanted after last season.
Oh yeah, very much so. He's a manager that is full of confidence. He uses that confidence, and it's been transferred onto the playing surface now, and some good football being played. You know, he's got no delusions of grandeur either. He knows that the team have got capabilities and limitations, and he's playing to the strengths at this moment in time. We've been lucky, as I say. He's fielding a very similar team week in, week out at this moment in time. So you hope that injuries don't become a problem, because when a team's playing well, you want them to sort of like continue in that vein, and you don't want them two or three injuries, because that can really disrupt the pattern of play and the performances. But no, he's done well. He's confident, as I say. And today is a good test. And you know, we drew up there, and we need a result today. And I'm sure there'll be entertaining football played. And I'm confident enough to think that we can win the game.
And to save everyone the hassle of ringing the official text number, don't text Swampit about the game. In the League Cup, which has been moved. That match was against Sheffield. It was due to take place, I think, in the week leading up to the Kettering game. But for obvious reasons, it's been moved to the new year. So I think that's right, because it suddenly vanished off the league website. And then I went, oh, it's because of that. So I'll check that today. I should have checked before I went public with that announcement. In fact, ring that number and check with the person on the other end about that fixture with Sheffield.
For all your needs, anything you're going to need, if it's something to buy for Christmas, if it's a Black Friday gift that you want, if it is a pronunciation of in Gaelic of the area I'm in at this moment in time, if it's also how would you find a B&B at 2:30 in the morning?
Yep.
I can help there as well.
Absolutely.
It won't be that successful, but I have to tell you this story, Ben, because this was quite humorous. Oh. Picture the scene. Two cars. One, two, three, four, six, seven people in two cars driving to a bed and breakfast at 2:20 in the morning. Nothing, you know, untoward about that. Nothing a little bit strange, you would suggest. But you're in the middle of the Irish countryside. It's pitch black and you're looking for the hotel. You turn down a track and it's a lovely track with big gates. And you arrive on, you know, a Georgian manor house. And that Georgian manor house has one of those lovely shale fronts. So you, when your car wheels drive around it, it was like a scene from Lovejoy, Ben. Like a scene from Lovejoy in 1992. And we all got out, all looked for the front door, absolute pitch black, big country manor house, and basically couldn't find the door. One of our friends was staying there. We went around the back. My mate from Gorn goes, hey, look, there's a dog flap there, because they hear the dogs barking. He climbs through the dog flap to try and open the door. We're at the wrong house. That was at 2:20 this morning.
Did the owner come down with a shotgun? I'd imagine he did.
No one came out. We could have robbed the place. We could have been. It was ridiculous. There was two Germans, I can imagine now if we'd been like the usual suspects, we're all stood there. We've got two Germans, we've got two Irish people, we've got a Mancunian, and we've got a Londoner, all burglarizing a big country manor. I'm not even going to say where it is because there's fingerprints everywhere, I'm sure. And that candelabra Estelle's got is absolutely gorgeous. But yeah, that was 20 past two this morning. And you know what was nice, Ben, in fairness, is that morning call today was a telephone call. It wasn't a text. It was I'm going to call and ask. I'm not going to text saying, is today's game on? Which a lot of people would have done, wouldn't they? They've got the number there. They don't know who's under the end of the phone. They're thinking, oh, what do we do? I'll just text. Is today's game on? And instead of that, they used the old traditional format of getting the phone, put it to your head and giving you a tinkle. And it was very nice. So I'm very, very happy to receive telephone calls. I still do receive texts during the games when I'm not actually at the game, which is quite refreshing because I can then send a text back completely fabricating what's going on at the game, because obviously I don't listen to FC Live because it's a bit bobbins.
You should today, though, Swampy, because the commentary team is myself, Roy Sewell and Stato Paul. We'll be commentating this afternoon on that game against Lancaster City. We should say before kickoff.
No, I won't be listening. Okay. No, I'm not listening to that nonsense.
What does
Sewley know about football? What does Stato Paul know about statistics? And what does Benj know about radio?
I don't actually know a lot. I've done rather well. I know myself.
That's why you should teach it. You should teach radio. I mean, this is the state of the country. You see, Ben, people like you being given opportunities to teach about radio, and you just admitted live on this radio station you don't know anything about radio.
I don't do it anymore. Thank you to Michael Gove.
Thank you, Mr. Gove. Oh, he's actually to be honest. I mean, hold on. Let me see. Michael, do you want to come in now?
By the way, how random, right? It's like he's having form of breakdown because he didn't win the Conservative leadership contest. It's like, I am the leader. I'm walking around like he is the leader. What are you doing, mate? Don't walk around with a camera crew behind you documenting it all. Like some kind of Louis Theroux piece.
For some reason, Boris Johnson's dad. Why do you need Boris Johnson's dad?
To be fair though, I can't spell Pinocchio. I can't spell it.
So. Well, you know what, but I just realised actually, in Spitting Image, they don't actually use a puppet of Michael Gove. They just use Michael Gove. But it's not his fault. It's not his fault that your bobbins at radio. No, don't blame Michael Gove for that. You can blame him for anything else, Ben. But don't blame him for that. It's not his fault that you were bobbins.
Anyway, just to say, before kickoff, the Player of the Month award will be handed out. The vote is currently...
Have you voted, Ben? Have you voted?
I don't vote.
Why?
Well, because I don't think it's right to.
What do you mean you don't think it's right to?
Well, I've got.
You watch every game sober.
Yes.
At the end of every game, we give a man of the match.
Yes.
But you don't think it's fitting and right for you to vote in a private vote to see who's the player of the month.
No, I think that should. I just think you should take a step back from that kind of thing. If you're a commentator, I don't think you should show favouritism to any player.
So why do we give a man of the match?
Well, because they perform well in that particular game, and it gives an insight into how well they played during that match.
Goodness but gracious, in this instance, you wishy-washy liberal.
In this instance, right, we're not talking,
snowflake.
It's only a pat on the back. In this instance, we're talking like a whole crate of booze. That's quite a, you know, I don't want that responsibility.
But anyway. I've got to say, it really is. I mean, it is absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
Which bit?
In this day and age.
The nominees.
But why give them booze? Why give them booze?
The nominees are Adam Dodd, Luke Griffiths, Michael Potts, Regan Linney, Tunde Owolabe.
I know. I actually...
Oh, it's a private vote. It's a private vote. I shouldn't get your opinion.
I had a good grace to vote.
Right, let's talk about where Swampy is at the moment. Obviously, we had a little anecdote about him being in the countryside in the dark. Obviously, he's done a lot of research into Tullow and County Carlow before setting off to his little stay away in the countryside of Ireland. But does Swampy know that there is a statue of Father John Murphy, one of the leaders of the 1798 rebellion, in the town of Tullow? Do you know that?
I do, Ben. Yes, I do. It's actually just around the corner from where we are at the moment, because we're staying on the outskirts, and it's just in the town. What they have done here, Ben, again, this is news. They have a lovely bridge as you come into the town, but the bridge itself isn't very wide, and it's been pretty much knocked over about three or four times in recent years because it's a very narrow bridge and there's a very, very tight left-hand turn. So what they've done, they've got rid of the pavement, Ben.
Good idea. It's like getting rid of the hard shoulder on motorways. Brilliant idea.
And they've put the walkway on the outside of the bridge.
That's a bit risky. That's a bit risky.
on both sides. It's wonderful. So it's widened the bridge. No one's crashing into the bridge. And it's a beautiful, beautiful sight. And it's all lit up at night.
Anyway, it sounds lovely, though.
It's mixed together in a Guinness cement.
And also in Tullow, there's three sports teams. There's obviously the GAA team. There's Parkville United, who play at Hawkins Lane. So you can get down to a game today, Swampy, if you'd like. They also play...
Might do that, Ben. I think they're away, to be honest. I think they're in Connemara, which is where we've just been, in Galway.
And there's also a rugby team as well, but they play rugby union. And Sean O'Brien, who plays for Ireland, used to play for them. So there we go.
Indeed he did.
And apparently, above the post office, there's a darts club. So...
You know that it's a famous... I'll tell you what also, Ben. Yesterday on RTE Radio, the local Tullow chemist shopkeeper, he won a weekend in Dublin.
Really? That's amazing.
He did indeed. We were driving down the motorway and we were going, oh, it's a long drive this, because it was 4.5 hours from Connemara all the way down here. 4.5 hours. But what made our afternoon was when halfway we're here, we're going, and there's a, and on the line we have Davey from Tullow. We're like, oh, that's where we're going. It was lovely. It was lovely.
Of course.
And he won a weekend for him and his wife to Dublin. To enjoy themselves after Christmas.
Davey can get to Dublin on the 132 bus, which provides a once a day service each way only on Monday to Friday. Okay, can't go anywhere today, Swamper.
Well, I have no intentions, Ben. We're going to a place called Athy. Well, it's Athy, but if you're from Dublin, it's Atty. Everyone's got so many different dialects, and you never know what you pronounce and how you pronounce it if you're getting it right here. But yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to go anywhere. So why would you want to go to Dublin over the weekend? Just do it Monday to Friday, and
once a day. Get there, bus will stick around for a bit, drive back. It's exactly how it should be.
That's the way to do it.
Just to let you know as well, Swamper, you probably don't know this, but Tullow is based in a basin. Therefore, the weather patterns are slightly different. So take an umbrella and a big coat just in case. But be prepared for heat as well and sunshine and stuff.
I've got to sneak it. I think we had the whole of November's sunshine yesterday.
Lovely.
It was a beautiful, beautiful day yesterday. Today, unfortunately, well, it's cold, it's windy. It's one of those days where primarily you just stay in bed.
Well, unfortunately, you can't stay in bed, but thank you, Swampy, for joining us from your bed and walking us through a bit of an insight into your life as well as today's match against Lancaster. Just before you go, just a quick final thought then about this big game today against Lancaster City and the importance of it.
Every game at this moment in time is important to FC United and Manchester. We'll keep that momentum going. We want to keep the good quality of football being produced. And let's hope we can get 3 points. And, it is important because we've got big games coming up. We've got the FA Trophy again against Kettering Town. And, Neil will want the momentum. He'll want to make sure his players play in the right manner and perform. And get that consistency over 90 minutes. You know, we're getting to that stage now where the team are performing, and we don't want to drop any more points. We want to stay in there and around all the guys at the top. And, you know, it should be really interesting. And I'm looking forward to having a listen on FC Live. And, well, again, just want a big shout out to my to the radio listener who actually messaged me this morning to say, give us a shout out. I won't mention his name or her name. It would be unfair to do so. Michael Gove.
Well, Swampert, a big thank you for joining us this week on Red Rebel Radio. You have a lovely weekend away in Ireland, and we'll speak to you next week.
Have a lovely weekend, everybody. Enjoy the football this afternoon. Come on the Mighty FC. Union Saint-Gilles playing Bergeron tonight as well, so I get a double header. Looking forward to that. And enjoy FC Live, everybody. Until next week, where I'll be back in another European country that's not leaving the Eurozone. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
FC Radio. Radio with balls.